just pray in Jesus now. He has said in His presence on holy ground.
Let's sing it once again. Oh, we are standing on a holy ground.
We are standing.
How many believe it?
On holy
and the very
ground
we are standing is the holy ground. Oh, and all the angels are around us this evening. The angels are around this evening. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be your name, O Lord. We thank you for your presence. We know you are here. Thank you, Lord
Jesus, now.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord.
In His presence
on holy ground. So praise the Lord. How many are happy to be in the house of the Lord? We thank God for His grace once again that He has given to us to be in His house. Oh, praise the Lord. And may we be seated for a moment before we read in the Word. Yes, I want to thank Pastor for this opportunity he's given to me just to bring to the church testimony and a word from the convention that I went last week or last 2 weeks. Praise the Lord. And you know, anything that is good, or anything that is good coming to the house of God, there is always a challenge. Amen. Anything that the devil sees that is going to shake his kingdom, there is always a challenge. Amen. And so from the day one that I prepared myself to leave to UK, it was a real battle. Every footstep I took, the devil was challenging it. So the very night we came, you know, we came, it was a Wednesday night, we came here after service. I needed to go to my village, and then early in the morning, I had to go and meet Brother Vegas, also arriving at the same airport where I'm taking off. So that night, before we left, it was almost midnight. And we passed through a Tesco to buy one or two things. And I checked my pocket. All my pocket money I needed to travel with, I couldn't find it. Couldn't find the money. It's lost. How? I, myself and Ginia, we went through the rains where it was raining. We went through the rain trying to see the places we went to, if I could just say, it had fallen somewhere, we couldn't find the money. So, I said, well, devil, I will surely go, no matter, because I have my ticket anyway. So, the morning I just arrived at the airport, and at the airport also, I've changed some pound sterlings that could pay for my bus and taxi to the meeting place. And then at the airport, they said I had to pay £10 or €10 tax. Ravegas, is that so? At that airport, you had to pay 10 on scheduled money. Ah, so I could see that now everything is being taken away from me. Praise the Lord. So I go to Sunset Airport. I had no money to buy any even a snack. I said, Lord, thank you. I'll go on an empty stomach. Praise the Lord. So from early morning, I arrived at the place around 5:30. I had not even taken water. Praise the Lord. But I was giving glory to God because I knew that it was the devil that was just trying to discourage me from going. And the meeting actually was a meeting by that was called by our precious brother Alex Ukeni, but it just coincided. But I won't say it's coincidence, because there is no coincidence in the Word of God. Amen. But it was something God just planned, that it met with the voice of God also meeting in that same place. So we needed to team up together. And the voice of God was organizing a youth meeting, youth from believers from all over UK. And there were almost 200 youth from different churches that gathered. And we thank God that the Holy Spirit actually spread through among the youth. And what actually happened there, to see young children in the message just desiring to be what? The children of God. Wanting to grow, to be real children of God. It was a great experience to see youth like this. So dedicated, praise the Lord. Amen. After watching, we had two tape services. And after the second one, Brother Gerard called for altar call. And many of them just came forward to be prayed for. And there were about 5 ministers there. And we went and to pray for. He called us to come and pray for them. And one of the young brethren I was praying for, when I got to him, he was already praying. So I just held two of his hands and drew him closer to me. And then he said, "I want to confess something." He said, "What is it?" He said, "Please, I have a problem. My problem is, I don't know how to disintegrate myself from my friends. And they are not believers. Always something pushes me to go along with them. So if you press her, you can pray for me, that spirit will be taken away from me. I want to give my whole of my life to Jesus Christ. But I cannot separate myself from these, my friends." Praise the Lord. And then I asked him, I don't know how, why I asked, but I asked him, "What time do these your friends come and call you out?" He said, "It's always between 6 and 7 p.m. I said, "You know what you are going to do? This 6 and 7 p.m., what you need to do is tell God now, tell the Lord now, that, Lord, I'm not going out anymore those hours. And what you need to do is that tell your parents." "Are they believers?" He said, "Yes." "Tell your parents that between these hours, anyone who comes to ask of me, tell the person I am not in. Or he's not going out. And those hours, if you feel like going out, do you have sisters? Do you have brothers?" He said, "Yes." "Go out with them for a short while and come back home. And take your Bible and read." And so we prayed together. So from these boys, these brothers, young brother experience, then I just prayed over all the issues. I said, "We have our children also here." So I talked it over with pastor and said, "This evening, let us just dedicate to our children. They have the same problems. Let's see how the Word of God can speak to them this evening by the power of the Holy Ghost." Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And thank God that we parents also, we are here, because we also hear something that will also help us. Praise God. And this evening, thank God, there is only one person amongst us here who can turn this word and make it alive unto us. Amen. And that is the Holy Spirit. Amen. And it is here. Holy Spirit is here this evening. Amen. To take the word and make it alive unto us. Amen. How many believe that?
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Shall we stand and let's take our holy book? Let's stand to the book of Luke 18, reading from 18 to 27. Luke 18, 18 to 27. Let's hear the great word of God. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. And thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother." And he said, "All this have I kept from my youth up." Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, "Yet lackest thou one thing? Sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come follow me." And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." And they that heard this said, "Who then can be saved?" And he said, "The things which are impossible with men are possible with God." Amen. The things which are impossible with men, amen, are possible with God. Amen. And tonight, our topic, it comes from the message the prophet preached. Come, follow me. Amen. Come, follow me. Amen. That's our topic tonight. Shall we bow down our heads again? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word of God. We thank you the Holy Spirit is here. Amen. That's the only one that can take this word and make it alive unto us. Father, we've read from your word, which was preached by the prophet, titled, "Come, Follow Me." Amen. Father, tonight we've come. We have left the world, O God. You have made us, O God, to escape the corruption of this world. And Father, as we've come, O God, there is no one to follow but you, Lord. Amen. So, Father, we know that your arms are always open to receive us. Receive us this evening and speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Shall we be seated? Yes, this message was preached in 1963 in Tucson. And it was preached, it was a graduation day. A graduation day for some students. And they called over the prophet to come and speak to the students. So this is the way how the prophet started. He said, "I thought it would be a good chance to talk to you all." Praise the Lord. You see, he said, "I thought it would be a good chance to talk to you all." That's parents and what? Children. And then also, thought it would be good to speak to the kids just a little bit before your graduation and to read a verse out of the Bible and to talk to you about from the deep of my heart. Amen. Amen. And so after that, the prophet read the text that we have just read. Now, the topic, come, follow me. The prophet said, "I think the word come, follow me, that would be the best advice I could give if I was talking to 10,000 kids." Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The prophet said, I think it's the best advice to give to what? You kids. It's a command. And the greatest thing that I think that was ever offered anybody, amen, and especially a young person, amen, is follow me.
Amen.
Listen to him again. The prophet said, I believe that is the greatest thing, an offer to be given to a young person, amen, to tell him, follow me.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We know one time Jesus called some people. He met some people. He met Peter and Andrew. And he said, follow me.
Amen.
The Bible says Peter and Andrew, they were fishermen. They left their boats. They left their nets.
Amen.
Maybe even the fish that they have caught that day to sell. They left everything.
Amen.
When they know not this man, follow me.
And
they followed him. They said they left everything and followed him. Praise God.
Amen.
The same also when he saw Matthew, a tax collector, seated by his own table. He said, follow me. Matthew left everything that he was doing and followed him. So that's what the prophet is saying, that the greatest offer that can be given to any young person. My young brothers, you are listening. The prophet said the greatest offer to be given to you is Christ to tell you, follow me.
Amen.
Because the thing is, in us, there is something that always we need to follow something. Everybody needs to follow something. As long as you are on earth here, you are bound to follow something.
Amen.
Praise God. Is that because I wrote here, there is going to be something in someone which is going to strike you to follow him. There's going to be something in someone which will arrest your attention for you to follow him. There's going to be something in someone that you see, you want to be like him.
Amen.
And so you follow him.
Amen.
And then the prophet said, you are going to follow somebody. And the way you follow the person, be sure of who this person is following.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You are going to follow someone. But make sure the one you are following, who that person also is following.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Today, I heard about one of the celebrities. Always, I can't pronounce that word. Praise the Lord. Robin Williams. He had many followers. Many people followed him. Many people liked him. They followed him. But what do we hear? He committed suicide. You get it? And so that's what the prophet is saying. Anyone you are following, make sure what he is also following. Praise God. If he's following Christ, I don't think he will commit suicide. Praise the Lord. So that's what the prophet is saying. So that's why Paul said, follow me even as I follow Christ. Because Paul was following Christ. And so he said, follow me as I also what? Follow Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. And so the prophet was talking about the kids in the street. Kids, listen. Tonight is yours. Listen. The prophet said, those kids out there with these hot rods running up and down the street and carrying on the way they are, smoking cigarettes and drinking liquor, the girls dressed immorally and things, they are girls and boys like you. See? They are human. They love, they eat, they drink, they sleep, they breathe, they go to die. They are people just like we are, And yet, they have been possessed of an evil spirit. Amen. Children, are you listening?
Amen.
The prophet was talking about what? Kids that are running up and down the streets, smoking cigarette, liquor. The girls dress immorally. He said, they are what? Possessed with what? Evil spirit. And they don't know it. They don't know it. He said, they are following some leader that have what? Led them onto the wrong road. Praise the Lord. They are following someone. Those kids you see, they are following someone. Everybody is following somebody. Now you girls and boys, you know better. He was telling them, you boys and girls, you know better. You've been taught better than that. You got better parents, sounder training than they do. Praise God.
Amen.
Now, the prophet was saying something here again. He said, filthy morals now has become virtue. See? Morals, the morals have become what? Virtue. Why? Today, gay and homosexuals, see, has become a modern trend today. It has become a modern trend. And it has become something like an enlightenment to the people of today. To the extent that the normal marriage between a man and a woman has been what? Considered outdated. See? Filthy morals have become virtues. That's what the prophet was saying here. And he said, he quoted, said, Jesus said, it was the same days of Noah. So will it be in the at the coming of the Son of Man. And the prophet said, we are back to that place again.
Amen.
We are back to what? Noah's day. Back to the time of Lot.
Amen.
That's where we are.
Amen.
And so today, what do we see? The young girls. If there are two girls living in a community, it is always a competition about dressing. And their dressing is always how the competition is how to get themselves to near nakedness. This one would dress away, looks scanty dress. And then the other one sees, he will undo that one. He will go more scantier. That is what is happening. And they take it as what? Virtue. That's what the prophet is saying here. And what about the boys? Oh, they cut here to the skin, and then a high hair about a ruler length. See? 1 foot, 12 inches. I saw one at the camp. I'm bringing the experiences. I saw one at the camp. They have come there privately for their holiday. And just about 12 or 13 years at most. And the mother, I could see the mother was very proud walking with this boy with that long, tall hair. Boy holding the mommy's hand and swinging mommy's hand and mommy also responding to it. I look at the whole thing. See? Hair cut this way. Children listening. He saw somebody with that hair.
Amen.
And so he's following that same person.
Amen.
And that person, who is that person following?
Amen.
My children, tonight, the boys, that kind of hair, it is somebody who created it.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, cut your hair from today. I believe everybody that has that kind of hair is going to cut everything and make it what? Really good.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's the message I brought.
Amen.
I believe it. You are going to do it.
Amen.
I see Denzel just laughing and smiling, he would surely do it.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We are not going to see it in this house anymore.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God that it's going to work.
Amen.
And the other time, I've told this story also before. At Dublin Aryan coach station, we were in a queue, and this woman, there was a man between me and this woman, and the daughter had a headphone, and she was holding a small book like this, and was just wrinkling herself, going up and down, wrinkling herself. Serious. And the man between us asked the woman, oh, your daughter is really very happy. He said, she's in love. Oh, she's in love. He said, yeah, you know, these little ones, these musicians, they just fall in love with them. He said, oh, look at the mother, just seeing such a thing and just also giving encouragement to it. So I tried to see what was written at the back of the book she was holding. It's a song book. See? The kind of song book she was holding. And I saw something like Justin Bieber or Bieber or whatever be it. Praise the Lord. So I wrote it down. Justin Bieber or Bieber or whatever be it. So later, I went to the internet to find out who is this Justin Bieber or Baba. Oh, my God. What I read about him, it was just appalling. And she does what she is following. Oh, my little ones. You have to follow whom? You have to follow Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have beautiful songs here.
Amen.
Which has been written by Holy Ghost filled men.
Amen.
Justin Bieber will not take you anywhere.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And all these things, sometimes when you look also, parents, you are here. Let me just come to you a little.
Amen.
As the prophet said, it is not now, it is not a question of juvenile delinquency. But it's what? Parent delinquency.
Amen.
Because we see our daughters, we see our sons going astray, and we look and go the way that they want to go. Let's listen to what the prophet said here. He said, there are many Christians in this city tonight that can tell you all about Hollywood, but knows no more about God and call themselves Christians. Prophet said, it's a shame.
Amen.
Prayer meeting night comes, you stay home, watch their television instead of going out to the prayer meeting. Is that right? He said, everything, time to read the papers, time to do this, time to have your social gatherings and things. And then here, I just want to beg the prophet to add something here. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Time to be on the internet.
Amen.
Time to be on Facebook.
Amen.
Time to be on, what do you call it, Twister or Twist or whatever.
Amen.
Something that can twist you, you are still on it. Twitter.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Spend all your time on these things. And then your time on what? PlayStations. PlayStations. All your time on what? PlayStations. And he said, the prophet said, but no time for God. Children, parents, let's watch this. And then let's continue what the prophet said. He said, that's the reason the world in the condition today. Having got time to take care of the children and let them run the streets. You women, calling yourself real mothers, and don't even know where your kid is. are at half of the time. That's not only in the Methodist and Presbyterian. That's in Pentecostal too. That's right. And that's the truth. Talking about juvenile delinquency is a whole lot of what? Parent delinquency. What the parents need today is to get some what? Some of them old beer cans and throw them out. Take the cards out of the table and put the Bible right there. And open it up and call the kids around. Have a prayer meeting. Oh, praise the Lord. Brethren, the prophet said, that's what we need today. A good old-fashioned St. Paul revival in our homes. Lot of things, we have time for them. But to take the Bible and put it on a table and gather the kids together, we don't have time for those things. Parents, take notice of this. These are all, both for us, both parents and both for what? Children. One thing is that, parents, I want to come a little to you before I go back to the children again. You see, the thing is, you got to grow with the children. You got to grow with the children. Many a time we see the father, the mother up there, they are in a different world, realm, and the children somewhere else. No, sir. It will not work. Come down from that your pedestal height and be in the same what level with the children. That is what we call adoption. Praise the Lord. Adopt your children. Let that spirit of adoption be in the house. Play with them. Come to their level and play with them. Praise God. I tell you, right, I have always teased my children. I saw that they liked long tennis, and so one time I went together with them to play long tennis. Praise God. I went together with them. And Junior was able to beat his senior brother, and I beat Angel. Is that so? Huh? Praise the Lord. So I went to finals with Junior, and I beat Junior. So always I tease them, I'm the champion in tennis. And they always get angry. They said, you now, if you like, let's go and try it again. You see, just come to that level of the children. Just a little while, go out with them. Praise God. Close the gap. Don't make yourself that you are father and so all command is always giving command. And that they have to take it. I see Denzel smiling. Praise the Lord. Come to that same level with the children and grow with them. Praise the Lord. Grow with them. Play with them. Hallelujah. And then another thing is from my own experience. When my first boy was 12 years, the second one was, let's say, about 9, Angel was 5, and Junior was maybe 2 or 3. I started with family meetings. Praise God. Amen. Family meetings. At least once in a month. When there is an emergency, we call emergency meeting. I sit all with them and then I bring what? The matter for discussion. And I listen to all of them. Everybody had to contribute. My brother tried. Till today, that is what we do. Till today. Till my children, all of them, they know, even our finances in the house. Everybody knows our strength. Praise God. They know everything. Family meetings. And you hear something you will never believe it. Amen. Many a time, my own decision, I had to put it away and take the earth. Amen. Because they bring in something which is quite what? Wisdom.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Family meetings, very important.
Amen.
It gives the child a sense of what? Belonging. He feels that, oh, my daddy really loves me. He respects me. And then the respect also comes to you.
Amen.
Parents, let's gather our children together.
Amen.
Let us share everything together with them. Don't hide anything from them. Share everything right from the beginning. Start with them and you see something.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
It really works. He said, no doubt that the kiss was born in the... He said, okay, now we come to the rich young ruler, what we read. We are now coming to the kids now. The rich young ruler. Now the prophet said, no doubt that the kid was born in a good home, like you kids are. He was brought up with a good parent, because it proved it when Jesus presented to him the commandment of God. He said, I have kept these even since my youth. Amen.
Amen.
All of you kids, you have been what? Brought up. You have very good home, good parents. You have been brought up just like this what? This young, rich ruler we are going to talk about.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Kids, he was just like you as you have been brought up. You also, maybe somebody will ask you and you said, oh, I have been following my daddy and my mommy, oh, to hear the message of the hour, which has been brought by the prophet Malachi 4. I've been following my daddy every day and my mommy every day. Just like how the rich young ruler also replied, Jesus Christ said, I've followed all these things from my youth. It showed, see, this young boy, it showed that he had been brought up right. He wasn't just a snatch out. You know, he had been brought up to know what is right. You see, you people, you children, you are being brought up to know what is what? What is right. So, you see, the rich young ruler is just a type like you. Praise God. He said, just a type like you. He said, probably they came under what? A God-fearing mother and daddy. This young, rich young ruler, he came under what? A God-fearing mother and daddy to teach him right when he was a kid. That's good, see? And the father and the mother praying constantly, so that their son will not just be an ordinary man, that he will be an extraordinary man. All parents want that, see? That's the ambition of any parent. Children, listen. That's the ambition of your parents. That you will always come good. You come out what? Good. That's what is in the heart of your parents. And maybe they were not... So that's why I feel also, the prophet said, that's why I feel also about what? About my own children.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. To see them come good. Children, your parents, they love you.
Amen.
Your parents love you.
Amen.
Now, how many of you can tell maybe you asked your daddy to give you bread and he went out and brought a stone for you to chew? No, your daddy will never do that. Your mommy will not do that. They what? They love you. But when sometimes they become a little hard on you, sometimes they become uncompromising, it is something that they are fearing. And that's what the prophet said here. It's about what? Peer influence. Praise God. Peer influence. We are coming on this now. And the prophet himself said, at times, I think of taking Becky, Sarah, Joseph to the mountains and raise them up there than to take them to what? The high school. where all these things are what? Are happening. So the prophet himself was looking at this peer group, the peer influence. Praise the Lord. It is what? One of the greatest problems that you kids are facing. Your peers. Praise the Lord. Your peers. And the prophet was saying, peer influence is the greatest effect on you. The influence from among your peers. See, you are caught to follow them, to act like them, to dress like them, and to behave like them. See? The peer group, your friends. That's what that brother, brother I was praying for, that was his problem. How to separate himself from his peer groups. As we have already heard, children, look at what that person is following. And see if he's following Christ. The prophet said, if he's following Christ, follow him and follow Christ also. Now, listen to what the prophet said here. He said, what you are now, probably it will be what you be the rest of your life. Watch it closely. Children, what you are now, it may be what you be throughout your life. The prophet said, you are in a time of what? A changing spot. Which we can say, you are in your transition. See, the transition from childhood to adolescent. And then from adolescent to what? Young adult. These are periods that your parents really get into challenges. Now the prophet said here, listen closely. He said, do you know what? 86% of the conversion to Jesus Christ is done before 21 years old. Serious. He says 86% of the conversion to Jesus Christ is done before 21 years old. He said it shows it. Statistics shows it. 86% that came to Christ come before they are 21. He said, you, after you pass that age, you become more modeled and set in your own ways. Praise the Lord. Amen. When you go beyond 21 years, then you are set up in your own self. And it becomes difficult. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And it has to take the grace of God. Amen. But meanwhile, we believe that even all the youth here, if you are above 21 years, the grace of God is there for you tonight. Amen. 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 It is there. Because the prophet said, many come 70 years, 80 years old. But it is very rare. And many times, these 70 years and 80 years, it is when he is about to die. The whole of his youth, he knew that he has to serve God. But the whole of his youth, he never served God. And then when he's dying at the hospital bed, then call me the pastor. See? That kind of a thing, I can't condemn that person, but it has to take God himself. The whole of your youth, the whole of your manhood, the whole of your life, you knew that you got to serve God. You never served God. Then when you know that you are going to die, now you say, go and call me the pastor. Don't be that way. Amen. Children, listen to what the prophet is saying. Amen. Anyone that comes to Christ and gives himself or herself totally to Christ, he said he does that before he's 21 or she is 21. Amen. Praise God. He said 86% tells, he said it's a statistic. Praise God. If any of us here is above that 21, still the grace of God abounds. He's still, His arms are still open towards us. He said, you make yourself when you are young. You set your ambition to what you want to do and what you are trying to achieve in life. Now, this young rich ruler, he had an opportunity. He had an opportunity to what? To meet Christ. And then he had that privilege to hear, come, follow me. He said, so all of you got in the world. He said, something in you will be testing for what? For Christ. You see, even the rich men, they will get rich and still they will be what? Looking for what? More money. Why? It is the test that is there. They have not discovered the right what? The right thing to feed that test. It is no more the money they are looking for. The test, they could see that he has to still get something. And he would think that it is still money. And he would still be what? Pursuing money. But it is not money, brother. It's the image of God that is in there. That needs to be what? Needs to be fed. Praise the Lord. But if any rich man can really, through the grace of God, now see what actually the test is, and he turned to Christ, that's what? That's the grace. Amen. The man, that person is saved. He will have peace. But once he has not seen Christ, there is no peace. He will still be craving, and he thinks it is for money. It is not for money. It's the image of God that is in there. That needs to what? Needs to be satisfied. The test that is there needs to what? Needs to meet what? The right spirit. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Brethren, the prophet said, as a young age, maybe in his teens, talking about the rich young ruler, just out of school, just out of graduation, maybe a few weeks or something, and he becomes a ruler. And he had all that the heart could what? Desire. He had everything, you see. And all he got in the world, he gets everything. Everything he got, he has it. But the prophet said, it is not always. It's not always wealth. And it is not always beauty. And it is not always what? Education or popularity. Amen. He said, a pretty girl, she got her beauty that she can think of. Maybe she's very popular in school. Maybe the boy, a fine boy, can get any girl he wants. He feels that he's what? He's kind of secured. The prophet said, that is not security. Amen. 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 Your beauty is not what? Security. Your wealth is not what? Security. Education is not what? Security. He said, and the boy had an ambition. This young rich ruler, he had an ambition. He wanted to what? Enter eternal life. And so he met Christ and said, good master, what can I do to enter into the kingdom of God? He had the opportunity. He had the privilege of meeting Christ. And we know what we have just read. And the prophet said, what an opportunity this boy had to have met Christ. And Christ telling him, come, follow me. He said this boy had all the potentials. He was young, rich, influenced. And that he could use these potentials to have what? Serve God. He could have used these potentials to what? To serve God. Oh, children, you have the potentials. You are still young. To use those potentials to serve God. Amen. 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 Oh, I love a little Savior. He's coming up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's using his potentials. Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. At least, children, listen. We need another bass guitarist in the house here. Amen. You have the potentials. Someone take it up. Are you listening to me? Amen. Yes, I see you smiling. You take it up. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see, the other time I saw Narcissa carrying a keyboard home. I saw God bless her.
Amen.
She wants to what? She wants to do something to the in the house of God. Let us, and now, this tambourine is one of, what is it? This tambourine is one of the greatest what? Instruments to worship God. And now look at where it's lying. Somebody use the use. Somebody take it and come to practice. Praise the Lord. You have the potential. You got to use your potentials at this age to what? To worship God. Oh, who is going to take it? I believe one of you is going to take it right away. Amen. And come to practice. Huh? Praise the Lord. You know that day when there was no way, and God made a way in the sea. And then he, what? He covered all the enemies of the children of God. Oh, what did they use to worship him? Oh, praise the Lord. Victory after the victory. They use a tambourine to worship him. And now look at it lying. I can see Junior playing the bad guitar and still using the leg to what? To create some what? Rhythm. Oh my. It shouldn't be used for the foot anymore. Somebody got to take it up. Oh, I see somewhere. God bless you. He has raised up his hand. Oh, he's going to take it up. Praise the Lord. Now, he said, all the potentials he had in him to use for the gospel, he turned it down. See? Follow me. Now, he had to follow someone. Now, he had to follow either the influence of the people he has associated with, the influence of a young lady, some influence of a gang of boys that he was associated with, or his colleagues in school, or to follow Jesus. Now, which one, young, my little ones, which one are you going to take? Are you going to follow Christ? Or you follow your school children? Or you follow the gang of boys? Or you follow that lady? Or you follow what? The people that you have associated yourself with? Or you follow that man? Whom are you going to follow? Children, with one voice, I want to hear, whom will you follow? The children, I want to hear your voice. Whom are you going to follow? God bless you. Tonight, God have accepted what you have said. And his arms are open to you. Use your potentials now that you are young. Praise the Lord. Because you have the brains. You have everything. Praise God. Amen. Now, this opportunity, I'm going to tell you a story, my little ones. I'm going to tell you a story that came up at the convention. A certain man dreamt. He slept and he dreamt. And in his dream, he went to a place and he saw an angel. And the angel said, now you have come here. I'm going to give you an opportunity. The opportunity is that you never did well whilst you were on earth, but we are giving you an opportunity. You see that lift? When you go up, you see how heaven is. And when you go down, you see how hell is. So now, I give you the opportunity now. Go and look at these two places and come back and tell me where you want to go. So he went, pressed on the button, the lift took him up. He pressed on the up button, he went up, and heaven opened to him. Oh my. So everybody's just young, beautiful, singing and worshiping, so joy upon everybody's face. Oh, looks so wonderful. And they were beckoning him to come. So, this is great. Heaven looks so wonderful. So he came to the angel. Said, have you make your decision? I said, well, I want to go and see how hell also is. Praise the Lord. Amen. So he pressed the button and went down. And the door opened. Oh my! What is he seeing? Everything looks so beautiful. Those who were playing tennis, those who were playing football, all those in the swimming pool swimming, real good music. Everybody just shaking and everything was going on. So beautiful. My! Say, ah! So that's the way they talk about hell. You know, hell is so sweet. They've just painted that hell is a place of, look at what is going on here. Oh, my. And then the woman with a scanty dress, what they call bikini or whatever, he just beckoned him. Come. So, oh, you wait. I'm going to the angel and tell my decision. I'll come back. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. So he went back. And then the angel asked him, so you've seen heaven and you've seen hell. So where do you want to go? He said, actually, I want to go to hell. So why? So when I went there, I saw many of my friends. But I saw many of my friends. And how they were enjoying. I said, are you sure? He said, yes, I really want to go there. I said, okay. So, okay, off to you. So he went, pressed the down button. Just really, he was going to enjoy, especially that lady who even beckoned him. He's going straight to her. Amen. So when he got down, the door opened. And the door closed behind him. Ah! But where am I? He saw people so old and tired and just... Everybody looks so wretched. Oh, but is it not the place I came just now? He was just standing there. Though he went back to the lift, banging the door. Angel, please, bring down the lift. I've missed my way. Then somebody put a hand on and said, you've not missed your way. You've come to the right place. Praise the Lord. Then you know what? But he said, when I came here, I saw. I said, yeah, we did that to, it's a deception. Amen. We did that to deceive you. Amen. So that you come and join us here. It's just a screen we just make for you all to deceive you. So find a place and say, no, I'm not going to stay here. The devil gave him one big blow. Took him up there, hit the wall, just hit the floor. Immediately he woke up from his sleep. When he woke up, he wanted to make sure. Hey, is that a dream? Oh, it's a dream. Oh, thank God. Thank God that it's a dream. Oh, praise the Lord. At that moment he was traveling to, he had bought his ticket, a friend has invited him to a very big city. And so, he was traveling that day. So, oh my. Hey, thank God. So he went to the airport, just flew to the friend's the invitation. So when he arrived, the friend just took him to the house and said, oh, let's just go and have some snack somewhere. That's a very beautiful spot. Let's go there. So they went. When they entered the place, it looks as if he had seen that place before. Looks as if he's seen that place before. Then he tell, just the very place he saw in the dream. Amen. It was right before him. Amen. And when he turned left, he saw a lady beckoning. He said, hey, no! He started. Amen. See? Running fast! Amen. The brother, the friend... also started chasing. Oh, but what's happening? I've seen hell. That is hell. Amen. That very evening, he bought another ticket. Amen. To go back. Amen. To his town. When he arrived that night, he went knocking the pastor's door. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Why? You see, it was grace of God.
Amen.
Even after that dream, where should he have gone first? He should have gone to see a pastor.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And so any opportunity that comes your way, don't delay.
Amen.
Children, don't delay. Just grab it.
Amen.
Amen. That's why I said, come, follow me.
Amen.
And when anyone that followed, he said he left everything there right away.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Children, are you listening?
Amen.
When Jesus said, come, follow me, all the people, Peter, Andrew, whatever they were doing, Matthew, they left it. Praise God.
Amen.
And followed Christ.
Amen.
So when this man had seen this dream, he shouldn't have even traveled again. Should have gone straight and what? Look for what? Life. Amen.
Amen.
Now, my brother, what do you see in this? It's the same screen you are seeing today.
Amen.
You are seeing hell. Children, all what you are seeing, is what? Hell. It's a deception of the enemy.
Amen.
The deception of Satan.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's a deception.
Amen.
Trying to draw you.
Amen.
And when you go over there, whether you see these things there or anymore, praise the Lord, you never see them there again.
Amen.
There is a screen the devil has opened for you to see is what? Deception. Praise God. And if you go in there, when you go over there, you are not going to see it. It's not there. Praise the Lord. So children, when the opportunity comes, he said, the same opportunity that this young rich ruler had, meeting Christ, and all the potentials to use to follow Christ and serve him is presented to you tonight also.
Amen.
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 Almost under the same circumstances, fine kids, good personality, fine fathers and mothers, what you have, you don't even have to work. Your what? Your parents will work. But there is something else that goes with that. There is something that goes with that word tonight is still alive.
Amen.
Come, follow me.
Amen.
He said it's still a challenge to every young man, every young woman, follow me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's still a challenge to us.
Amen.
That word, he said, is still alive tonight.
Amen.
My children, young brothers and sisters, it is still tonight for you.
Amen.
Christ is calling, come, follow me.
Amen.
Come, follow me. Leave everything.
Amen.
Don't be like that man who said, oh, Christ, Jesus, let me go and bury my father and come back. What did Jesus tell him? Let the dead bury their dead.
Amen.
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 There's no need for you to go and check something else. But tonight, as Jesus said to you, come follow me, leave everything.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Children, today, tell Jesus, I have decided to follow you.
Amen.
And it is finished. I have decided to follow you. The world is behind me.
Amen.
Christ is before me.
Amen.
Amen. The prophet said, word don't die.
Amen.
When a voice is once spoken into the air like that, it never dies.
Amen.
There isn't anything you can say at the judgment. See? You cannot say that you never what? You never heard it.
Amen.
There will be the voice of Jesus Christ bidding this young man, follow me, and him turning away on the screen, sorrowful, but he had a great possession, see? Not always has to be money.
Amen.
It can be other things.
Amen.
He said, Not always money.
Amen.
But it could be what? Other thing that you are in possession.
Amen.
That is what? That makes you very rich.
Amen.
That's what the proverb is saying here. You see, anything that we hold dearer than we do to that call.
Amen.
See? It becomes like money to us. It becomes something that corrupts us. He didn't listen to the voice of Christ. He went with his friends. Children, tonight, take notice of this. Are you going to go with your friends? Do all sorts of things they do? Or you follow your daddy, follow your mommy, come to the house of God, hear the word of God, and your potentials that you have, that you use those potentials to do what? To serve God.
Amen.
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 Children, take a decision tonight.
Amen.
Parents, let's come down to the level of the children.
Amen.
And grow together with them.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Come down. It is not always shouting upon what? The children. No, sir, it won't work. Come down. Be with them on the same equal level. That's adoption. Listen to them. Discuss matters with them. Any issue, family issue, sit down together with the children and listen to what they will also contribute. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
They will speak wisdom.
Amen.
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 I'm speaking from experience.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Just about 3 days ago, we had a decision in the house. And then later we had to call the one in Italy. And even Angel in Babrigan, we had to call her and listen to what their contribution also is. And I tell you, from one of the sources, I won't just mention, but one of the sources outside, her own decision was the right one for us to take.
Amen.
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 Brethren, right from the beginning now, start with it. I'm telling you when, and after the prayer meet, after the family meeting, it follows with what? Prayer meeting.
Amen.
You pray over those issues that you have discussed.
Amen.
With the children. And during our prayer meetings, Junior always will be leading songs. And I don't know how it came. We are now grown to be what? A song leader. Anything that starts from the beginning,
Amen.
He grows up into it.
Amen.
That's how the Spirit of God works. So let us catch them young right now as they are growing. Let us not leave them. Let our eyes be upon them.
Amen.
Praise God. He said, you kids, listen to the prophet. You kids, you are fine kids, and you are bound to have friends. But watch what kind of friend you have.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Said you are bound to have friends. But what? Watch what kind of friend you have. From today, if the friend that you have is not going to lead you, you cannot get anything good out of him or her, separate yourself.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Look at here. There are lots. Your best friend is your father.
Amen.
Your best friend is your mother.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Parents, let's open the door for them.
Amen.
So that we will be what? We open ourselves for them. Praise God.
Amen.
It works. And that is the truth. Amen. Now let's look at Hebrews 6:1-4. Hebrews 6. I've given the wrong. That's Hebrews 6:1. Okay, let me just look here. where it said, children, obey your parents in the Lord. It's not Hebrews. It's rather... Huh? Give me that scripture. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Ephesians, Ephesians 6, 1 to 4. God bless you, Pastor. Ephesians 6. I wrote a Hebrew 6. Ephesians 6, 1 to 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. You hear, children? You hear it? Praise the Lord. And then the fourth, it goes to the parents. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
Amen.
Let us not provoke our children.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Let us not provoke them. Let us take them as our younger brothers and younger sisters.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So parents, another thing, when you see your child doing the wrong thing, please, correct him.
Amen.
Correct him.
Amen.
Even if he has to cry, let him cry. Cry will never kill him.
Amen.
It will not kill her.
Amen.
But you try whilst you try to what? Let him or her know that what he is doing is wrong. The little ones, maybe he is trying to, he wants something. He wants you to buy something for him or her. And you see that the very thing he's asking or she is asking will not be beneficial to her or him. You don't just cut him or her outright, but find an alternative and give it to him or her. Praise the Lord. Don't say, oh, this one, no, 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 it's not good, it's not good. And then you leave him or her. But find something. Say, look, this one rather... take this. This one is what? Better. Find something rather to substitute for what he is asking for. We don't cut children off just like that. Amen. When they are asking for something and it's not right, tell them, let us do it this way. And whilst you are saying, let us do it this way, together you do it with him or her. Brethren, let us now take this as an experience that I had when I went to the convention, that our children, we parents and children, had to live together. No protocol in the house. Amen.
Amen.
That it has to pass through some stages before it comes to the father. No, sir.
Amen.
Let that word, let the level, the adoption, the spirit of adoption, you know it already, that Christ himself, he came down from heaven, came down from his throne. Christ came down. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Someone that could equal himself with God. And he was God. And he made himself of no reputation. Neither put himself, but rather put upon himself what? The spirit of what? A servant. Amen. He came to be equal with us in the likeness of man so that he can adopt us to himself. And why you, father, mother, you make yourself so high, your children cannot even come close to you. Come down. Christ himself came down so that we will be on the same level. So that he can adopt us. Praise God. Let us also come down and be friends, brother, to our own children.
Amen.
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 That is the way. We thank God for tonight. I believe the Holy Spirit has spoken to us all.
Amen.
We want the best out of our children.
Amen.
One day we got to answer their lives before God. Let's do all what we can Praise God. And you children, I plead in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. From today, the scripture says, obey your parents. Amen. Obey your parents. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that you do what? Your life will be longer on earth here. Amen. Will you all obey your parents? Amen. When your parents say something, they know why. You got to what? You got to do it. Amen. 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 Your parents love you.
Hallelujah.
They love you and they will do the best for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Shall we just stand and sing this song as we just get ourselves into a short prayer? Praise the Lord. Coming home, coming home. When the opportunity comes and it is from God, take it. Children, your potentials. Now we are going to see your potentials in this house. Praise God. God richly bless you, my little ones.
Away from you. Now I'm coming home. The path of sin I do not have trouble. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming. Come in, oh, 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 come in, oh
Let us just sing this song, Jesus, draw me close, and just speak with the Lord. Tonight, all the children, just tell the Lord that I've heard your voice. He said, I should come and follow you. I will follow you, Lord. So let's sing this song, Jesus, draw me close. Tell Jesus, draw me close now tonight. Parents, let's sing. Let's sing that same with our children. That Jesus draw us closer to himself. Draw the family together. Draw us and make us as one unit. Then we pray against any misunderstandings that in any home, that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, will just overshadow everything and bring a real loving, a real, true unity amongst the family. Amen. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself.
Close the Lord to you. Let the world around me fade away. Jesus, draw me close.
Close the Lord.
Close the Lord to you. Jesus, draw me close, close the Lord to you. Let the world around me fade away. Jesus, draw me close. Close the Lord to you. My desire to worship and obey.
This is my desire.
This is my desire. Honor.
Oh yes, Lord. Tonight, we've heard your voice. Come, follow me.
All I
Lord, tonight,
have within
we leave everything behind.
I give
we surrender
you
our hearts, our thoughts, our minds, all our
all
ambition, Lord, tonight. We lay them aside. We want to follow you.
It's in you, Lord.
Lord, it is
Lord,
true
I give you my heart,
that we need to follow
give
someone.
My soul,
that we see the Lord.
I
there is no other way to follow.
For you alone.
You, Jesus,
every breath that I take.
Oh, yes, Lord
every
Jesus.
Every moment I'm away.
Tonight, your children.
Lord, have
the parents,
your way. Lord,
I give you, oh,
Lord,
Lord,
I give you my heart.
Let that spirit of God,
soul,
that spirit whereby, oh Lord Jesus,
I for
our desire,
you,
oh God, will be to follow
every
you.
Breath that I take,
our test will be to follow
moment
you.
I'm away.
All that we need on this earth is
Lord,
to follow you.
Way.
Oh yes, Lord, we have come. We have come. We've come, Lord. We've come, Lord. Now, just speak to him that tonight, Lord Jesus, I've made my decision. I'm making that decision, oh Lord. Oh, to come closer to you, oh Lord. To follow you, Lord. To follow you, Lord Jesus. Oh Lord, I'm a child. But tonight, I've made a decision. I've heard your voice, Lord. I will follow. I will follow, because following any other thing is death.
for your mercy, O God. Our positions, Lord Savior God. Father, you bless, Lord Savior, Father, this thine people, Lord, and you guide us, Lord Savior God. You give us as we desire, Father, all times, grace, mercy, Lord, even in thine presence, O God. Father, we bless your name this night, Lord, and we give to thee as belongeth unto thee, Father, our lives as a living, blessed sacrifice, Father.
We sing the song, Where He Leads, I Will Follow. As we call our pastor to come over.
I will follow.
Wonderful saints, I'm sure you enjoyed that, and I really do believe the Lord has spoken to souls. It's wonderful. The word is a wonderful, wonderful thing, and all you got to do is respond. That's all you got to do. That's the secret. All really do thank Brother Max. Good thought. The prophet was a master. He could just take such simple things but make them so profound, and we do really appreciate the Lord for that. Just to say, when I was away in Scotland, I got a certain thought just concerning family and prayer and so forth. And just when Brother Max was ministering there, I really thought maybe let's come Friday for prayer for our families. Amen. Let's come. I just take a certain thought on Friday concerning family and prayer and so forth, which to me, it was quite helpful to me. And let's come and really pray for our families. Let's come and pray for our children. Let's have a special time Friday evening prayer for our families. Put them before the Lord. I know that Saturday is a big day. Brother Tony is Jubilee, 50 years old, so I know there's a big party in that. But let's lay aside the cooking, let's lay aside the activities of life, and let's come Friday evening. Let's continue on in this inspiration. It was a wonderful thought down the line of the family. And let's come and really put ourselves and our families before the Lord as we fellowship around the Word of God.
Amen.
So we really do appreciate it this evening. Let's bow our heads once again. Father, we thank you that you are good. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are so faithful. We thank you, Lord, that you are so, so good unto us.
Amen.
We thank you that your word, Lord, it's more than life unto us. We thank you, Lord, that heavens and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. We thank you that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. And Father, we just want to come unto thee and say, have thine own way, Lord. Let it be done unto us, even according to this word. Let this word, Lord, Father, be made flesh in us. That you may be glorified in every home, that you may be glorified in every one of our children, that you may be glorified, Lord, in every one of our youth, Lord. Father, as Paul said, let none be lost, we'd pray. Let none be left behind. Even as Moses said to Pharaoh, not one hoof will be left behind. Lord, let no one be left behind is our desire. In this great exodus, Lord, that you opened for us, Lord. But Father, bring them in, we'd pray. Bring them in from the fields of sin. And Father, speak unto our youth, Lord, in the days of their youth. Father, before they'd get contaminated by the things of this life, Lord, Father, may they come and may they follow thee. May they respond, Lord. And Father, may you just unfold yourself to them. May you, Father, take them into that sacred place, that they may know you, Lord. That they may, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of knowledge, Lord. To know you is life, and how we thank you for it, Lord. May you bless Brother Max, Lord. Continue to lay your hand upon him. Continue to lead him and guide him. Continue to use him, Lord, for your glory is our desire, Lord. And Father, we thank you for the time that you've given unto us. As we dismiss, give us traveling mercies, we who would travel, Lord, bring us safely home, Lord, and watch over your people, Father, thinking of the people that tune in through the internet, Father, the saints that can't be with us, we pray your blessing upon them as well, Lord, them that are at work, them that are here and there, Father, we just pray, Lord, distance is nothing to you, Lord, fellowship with the souls of your people, and bless them upon this night, and bring us back into your house, once again, we pray with your continued blessing, as we appreciate you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Since let's dismiss singing that song, I don't know why he loved me, but I'm glad he did. We haven't sung it for a while, but I really do think it's a good song. And God bless you. Godspeed to you until we meet again.
Jesus loved me. I don't know why he cared. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. He left his mighty throne in glory to bring to us redemption's story. Then he died, but he rose again. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why he cared. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Where would I be if Jesus didn't care? Where would I be if he had sacrificed his life? Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did.
I don't know why
Jesus loved me. I don't know why he came. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why he came. Sacrifice life. Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did.